Hello, ma'am.
Hello.
Sorry to, the system crashed for a minute. Sorry to leave you there. So let's continue, please, Ben. Okay. The other proposal was making local government more equitable and improving access to county contracts to support minority-owned businesses. From 1 to 5, how strong do you find that measure?
4.
4, okay. The response to the Surfside building collapse tragedy. How strong do you think that was response from the mayor?
5. Yeah.
Okay. Uniting residents across the county to be more engaged in the local government and work across partisan lines to get things done. From 1 to 5, how strong do you find that measure?
4.
And employing smart development strategies to stop irresponsible development while also putting forward proposals that improve access to housing for families. How strong do you find that measure from 1 to 5?
Probably a 3.
3, okay. Let's move on. Almost there, ma'am. Thank you so much. I'm going to read a series of descriptions of policy priorities. For each one, please tell me which solution would you be more likely to support if this were all you knew? Try to choose just one, even when the choice is a hard one. Number one, support a $1 billion bond referendum that generates new property tax revenue for a new housing initiative to build more housing units and investments in police departments and green spaces. Number two, oppose any bond referendum that generates new property tax revenue for the county as enough funding exists to meet our needs. Which one would you be more likely to support, ma'am? Number one or number two?
Number one.
Okay. It's time for Miami-Dade County to deliver on its promise of expanded metro rail like the North Corridor. That's number one. Number two, while promises were made to expand metro rail, low ridership and high costs mean limited resources should be used for other community needs. Which one would you be more likely to support?
Number one,
okay, expand metro rail. I believe we need more reforms to our police department to better achieve trust between law enforcement and the community. Number two, I trust our police department and support efforts to give them more resources to keep our communities safe. Which one would you be more likely to support?
Two,
okay. Which one would you be more likely to support? Number one, permitless carry gun policies make communities less safe and pose a danger to police officers. Number two, permitless carry gun policies are a constitutional right and must be passed to ensure residents are able to better protect themselves. Number one or number two, ma'am?
Number one,
all right. And one more. Let me see. Address the rise in immigration in Miami-Dade County through aggressive deportation and work with federal officers to remove undocumented individuals from the county. Number two, address the rise in immigration by addressing issues in Latin America and provide adequate social services for those in the community who have fled political oppression and violence. Which one would you be more likely to support, number one or number two?
Can you read those again?
Yes. Number one, address the rise in immigration in Miami-Dade County through aggressive deportation and work with federal officials to remove undocumented individuals from the county. Number two, address the rise in immigration by addressing issues in Latin America and provide adequate social services for those in the community who have fled political oppression and violence.
Number two,
okay. Invest in energy policies that ensure gasoline supplies continue uninterrupted, remove barriers on environmental reviews, and protect natural resources like Biscayne Bay. That's number one. Number two, invest in aggressive solar energy policies that expand production of electric vehicles, climate change strategies like carbon neutrality to protect the environment, and clean water programs. Which one would you be more likely to support, number one or number two?
Number one,
okay. And which one you would be more likely to support? Number one, state government must respond to socialist policies imposed by local governments by creating new rules to limit the powers of local leaders. Number two, local governments are best able to make decisions for the community, and the county must stop the state government from setting the rules. Which one would you be more likely to support, ma'am?
Number one.
Number one. Okay, let's move on. Okay, let's move on. I'm going to read a series of description of policy priorities to address the cost of living. For each one, please tell me which solution would you be more likely to support if this were all you knew. Try to choose one, even if the choice is a hard one. Housing prices continue to increase, and local governments must pass immediate rent control to protect residents so everyone has access to housing. Number two, rent controls are socialist policies that destroy local communities and further drive up housing costs and make the crisis worse. Which one would you be more likely to support, number one or number two?
Number one.
Number one, okay. Number one, leaders must take on utility companies like FP&L to demand lower utility costs and increase accountability on their actions. Number two, FP&L is a trusted business in South Florida, and efforts to take them on is government interference in the private sector. Which one would you be more likely to support, number one or number two?
Number one.
Number one, okay. Government getting involved in healthcare is a pathway to socialized medicine, reduces choices for patients, and leads to lower quality of services. Number two, Big Pharma is driving up prescription drug prices, and it's time for the government to hold them accountable by lowering prescription drug costs and putting caps on medication like insulin. Which one would you be more likely to support, number one or number two?
Number two.
Number two, okay, thank you, ma'am. And which one do we more likely to support? Any effort to put government mandated caps on property insurance companies will make the crisis worse. Number two, rising property insurance rates is a crisis, and it's time the government put a cap on rate increases to keep policies affordable. Would you be more likely to support number one or number two?
Number two.
Number two, very well. Almost done, ma'am. Almost done. Thank you for your patience. As you may have heard, the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, the 1973 decision, legalizing abortion, meaning states now can make abortion illegal without any federal oversight. Do you support or oppose the Supreme Court decision to repeal Roe v. Wade, allowing Florida politicians to make abortion illegal at any point during a pregnancy and for any reason? And would you say you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose the court's decision?
Strongly oppose.
Strongly oppose. Thank you. Thinking ahead to the 2024 presidential election, if the election for president were today and the candidates were Republican Ron DeSantis and Democrat Joe Biden, which one do you think you vote for?
Biden.
Biden, okay. Still thinking about the 2024 election, if the candidates were Mayor Daniela Levin Cava, Coral Gables Mayor Vince Lago, Lieutenant Governor Janet Nunez, and County Commissioner Raquel Regalado, which one would you think you vote for?
Daniela
Levin Cava, okay. And if the candidates were Daniela Levin Cava and Miami Mayor Francis Suarez, which one do you think you vote for?
Daniela,
okay. I'd like to read you a bit more about the two of the candidates. Mayor Daniela Levin Cava made history as the first woman elected mayor of Miami-Dade County. As mayor, she has led during the county's most challenging times, successfully deploying programs to maximize vaccine distribution so the community can overcome COVID-19, oversaw a heartbreaking search and rescue and recovery operation during the Surfside building collapse, launched a unique program to combat crime through partnership with law enforcement, passed on the first property tax cut in a decade, and has been vocal against the rise of socialism in Latin America. Lieutenant Governor Janet Nunez made history as the first Hispanic woman elected Lieutenant Governor and serves alongside Governor Ron DeSantis. LG Nunez has worked with Governor Ron DeSantis to prioritize parental control in schools, combated the socialism and fought for more accountability in public schools. The lieutenant governor fought against COVID mandates, opposed school closures, and championed the governor of Florida's freedom agenda. He's still thinking about the 2024 mayor election. If the candidates were Daniela Levin-Keva and Janet Nunez, which one do you think you vote for?
Daniela.
Daniela, thank you, ma'am. In 2024, Miami-Dade residents will elect a sheriff. In thinking about potential candidates, which more closely aligns to your views? Letter A, I will vote for a Democratic candidate for sheriff who commits to support law enforcement while also deploying reforms that continue to build trust between residents and the police department. Letter B, I would vote for a Republican candidate for sheriff who commits to fully fund and increase funding for the police department while also taking on work for agenda policies. Which statement is closer to your opinion, A or B?
A.
A strongly A or somewhat A?
Strongly.
Strongly, thank you, ma'am. If the election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were to date and the candidates were Freddy Ramirez and Republican Frank Artilis, which one do you think you vote for?
Ramirez.
Ramirez, thank you. If the election for Miami-Dade County Supervisor of Elections were to date and the candidates were Christina White and Republican Rebecca Sosa, which one do you think you vote for?
White.
White, thank you. If the election for Miami-Dade County Tax Collector were to date and the candidates were Democrat David Richardson and Republican Carlos Lopez Cantera, which one do you think you vote for?
Richardson.
Richardson, thank you, ma'am. Okay, almost done. Which is the primary source for national and political news for you? Is it the local TV like CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox, Nuevo Herald, cable news network, internet-based news sources, social media apps or services, the Miami Herald, or talk radio? Which is your primary
ABC.
Source for national? ABC, okay.
Yeah.
For statistical purposes only, and just a few more questions, what was the last grade that you or degree you completed in a school, ma'am?
Bachelor's in college.
Bachelor's, okay. Do you have a postgraduate or just a bachelor's degree?
Bachelor's, just bachelor's.
Bachelor's, okay, thank you. Do any children under the age of 18 live in your home?
No.
No. And what is your religion, ma'am, if any?
Methodist, Protestant.
Methodist, okay, thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation and your patience. Very kind of you, ma'am. Have a wonderful day.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Okay.